In eastern Washington, farmers are busy festooning their dusty machines with thousands of Christmas lights. Correspondent Anna King reports from Sunnyside near Yakima.
At the Killian Concord Grape Farm, the family is decorating up a grape gondola and tractor with holiday lights.
I've got some blue net lights to keep it a New Holland blue on the roof and the hood.
That's Connor Killian, the grandson of Irvin and Sharon. They are getting ready for the annual Sunnyside Lighted Farm Implement Parade. Connor's been operating big tractors since he was 8. He's 19 now, and he's doing something many farm boys would never do. He's stringing up lights, slowly, carefully, spacing them out with tiny pieces of tape. On a farm, this is how it usually goes. The guys get the tree, but the women put on the glitz. So I asked him.
It's not too girly to decorate a tractor. Decorating tractors, okay. Decorating trees, not so much.
Heavens no, no. Decorating a tractor, let alone driving the tractor, isn't girly at all.
The Sunnyside Parade started back in 89, and Grandpa Irvin Killian has been in it every year.
One of the local businessmen had the idea, and so him and a couple other guys got it going, and then after that it just kept growing.
Now this event is no small town deal. It draws as many as 25,000 people a year, according to Sunnyside's Chamber of Commerce. That's an extra 10,000 people in town for the weekend. The parade's been featured in national magazines and even on the Travel Channel just last year.
You heard that right. The Lighted Farm Implement Parade.
It's the coolest parade ever.
If you go, bundle up. It's nearly always bitterly cold.
Well, last year it was like 15 degrees. And then when during the day, and driving home, I had to drive that thing uphill for like 6 miles in a 20-mile-an-hour wind blowing at me with no cab, and it was like icicles out of my nose.
Grandson Connor is putting the final touches on their display, but his first-year decor will still have to pass the hard-hitting Grammy standard.
I usually make sure that it looks good. If it needs to be tweaked, I'll tweak it.
Graham's inspection comes in the light of day, but this parade is at night. Good thing, says Grandpa Irvin. The dark hides all the tape, cords, and fuss.
Basically, the lights are what you see. You don't see the ugliness of what isn't got lights on it. You basically see the lights that are there. So that makes it all look nice.
That first year in 89, there were only about a dozen machines rattling through town. Now, there are around 50 entries.
So we just continue tradition. So I need to get that. The Sunnyside Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber Director Pam Turner is bombarded by phone calls, walk-ins, and last-minute questions.
Sure.
Sunnyside is mostly known for its dairies and mint fields, but this parade draws outsiders to the shops and restaurants. Like a lot of small towns, the recession hurt here. But Turner says soon, downtown will be sunny side up.
Just people. People are out and about more. Just coming down and checking it out and walking around. And people seem to be happier. It's a feeling, I guess.
Economic recovery is nice. The grape farming Killians say putting tiny lights on huge tractors in the bitter cold, that's just good farm fun. I'm Anna King in Sunnyside, Washington.